Canada's first Prime Minister, Sir John A. Macdonald, led our country's first hesitant steps on a global stage. The world seemed bigger a century and a half ago. Communications and travel were far less accessible. If Sir John A. could read just a few of our current Prime Minister's international activities and announcements in the last year alone, he would be astounded to discover how much expanded his role and Canada's international presence has become. Tourism is an important source of revenue for Canada, contributing nearly $15 billion to our 2010 economy. A few weeks ago, Mr. Harford traveled to China. While there, he launched the Canadian Tourism Commission's new 2012 tourism marketing campaign, which showcased the many wonders and unique experiences our country offers. In China, the PM also furthered a deal which allows the Chinese to purchase Canadian yellow cake uranium for use in appropriate civilian purposes. Saskatchewan is one of the world's largest producers. The uranium will encourage cleaner energy than the coal China currently relies on to run its plants. Last November, at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation, APEC, meetings in Hawaii, the Prime Minister explained that Canada's growing commercial ties with the Asia-Pacific region are generating jobs and economic growth here at home. APEC's efforts to further liberalize trade and investment benefit all 21 member economies, including Canada's, and contribute to strengthening the global economy. Canada remains committed to addressing global hunger, the scope of which John A. Macdonald could never have envisioned. Last October, Mr. Harper announced the second phase of a highly successful initiative to support research aimed at providing people in developing countries with a more secure supply of food with a greater nutritional value. Since its formation in 1949, Canada has been an active member and supporter of the Commonwealth. Last fall, Mr. Harper met with other Commonwealth leaders in Perth, Australia, to discuss their goals of strong, sustainable, and balanced economic growth, recovery from the global financial crisis, global political developments, and building a more secure and safe world. During an official visit to Brazil, Colombia, Costa Rica, and Honduras in August, the Prime Minister collaborated with others on shared areas of security and highlighted Canada's many successes to date in the region. Last May, he participated in the G8 summit to discuss concerted approaches to pressing international issues, such as situations in the Middle East and North Africa, global peace and security challenges. In Paris last spring, the Prime Minister met other world leaders to coordinate implementation of United Nations Security Council resolutions on Libya. Canada contributed actively to protect Libyan citizens during the ending of the Gaddafi regime. Also in the spring, the PM announced Canada's assistance to New Zealand after the massive Christchurch earthquake. All that and more in just a year. The Prime Minister continues to expand Canada's international presence and influence. Why are these international relations important? Not only is having a positive influence around the world the right thing to do, but it also helps us economically. Maintaining good relations with all countries has many benefits for our own citizens. Sir John A. would be pleased. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.